Chris, describe your emotions after that game today, right down to the death.
Well, really tough one to take. I think as regards to character in the change room, I think there's plenty of that. I thought at times today, even at 2-0, I thought we had some really good phases in that first half, and we could have increased the lead. I think if our passing on that final ball had just been a little bit more precise, I thought we opened them up very, very well. I think the goal hurt us, I think, conceding just before half-time. It gives them a lift. But I've got no doubts that the result changed on the referee decision. And my first impression here, some, whatever, 50, 60 yards away, was that he slipped and he swept the lad's feet away from him. It didn't look like there was any contact. We were in a position last week at Wolves where the lad got sent off. His feet was off the ground, his studs were showing, and he caught Liam Rossini. That's my definition of dangerous play. I thought that, and seeing it again, I thought he slipped, and I thought he swept the lad's feet away from him. That's what I thought. I thought the reaction of the player, I think in front of the referee, I think the referee, instead of making what I felt should have been an appropriate decision, which for me was a yellow card, he chose to give a red. So my opinion hasn't changed. It's an awful decision, I think, that he's made, and there's no doubt he's changed the game. And they get the equalising goal from pressure, putting balls into the box. It was a straight diagonal ball into the box, and that wouldn't have been the case if you've got 11 players on the pitch, because you're able to put a little bit of pressure, you're able to maintain and keep the ball further up the pitch. So yes, it's a tough one to take, because we certainly deserved all 3 points.
Bearing in mind what you thought of the sending off, is that a right to appeal then, do you think?
Well, I think you always have to take guidance and get as much information as you can, as many angles as you can. What I'm doing is I'm making my thoughts and decisions on what I've seen so far. And what I've seen so far doesn't warrant a red card. Unless somebody shows me a different angle that changes my mind. But we obviously need that time to have a look at it and make sure that we make the right decision.
Frustrating as well, because you battled so hard, especially in the last 15-20 minutes with the man advantage for Bolton, to defend so well.
And I didn't think we was going to concede. It took a long ball. The lad jumps well and he's very, very good in the air. But I was still comfortable enough. I knew they'd put us under pressure. I knew we as a back four would have to defend, and as a midfield four would have to defend. And I was as comfortable as you can be, you know, against that type of scenario. So yes, it's a tough one to take, particularly so late in the game. But what I have to do is I have to give the players credit. It was a tough ask in that last period. We came very, very close. And it's a down changing room. And I think that says something.
You were forced into changes. No Tom Mohamed or Kasenga Lualawa. You put Bobby Zamora on his first start in a fair while. How did he perform for those 60 minutes?
No, I think he'd done well. We knew that we wouldn't get 90 minutes out of him. So from where he is, he'll benefit from that, and he'll get better and better, I think, from that. So I think it's a good start for him. We need to make sure that we look after him in the next couple of days, because we've got a lot of games, and it's a real good option, of course, to have Bobby available. We're hoping that Toma will be available come next week. Kaz possibly might be just a touch longer, but we'll have to wait and see.
In a way, do you feel it was an opportunity gone, a bit like last week, and you talk about the frustration there, but this was maybe a bit worse in terms of the emotion for the players now to take this one this week?
Well, I think this one's probably a little bit worse, because we managed to score two goals. Two good goals away from home. And, you know, I thought... We put in a performance that warranted, for me, winning the game. What we didn't do, we didn't make enough of some of the good areas that we got into, and I thought we broke very, very well. So I think this one's a little bit tougher than last week. I think because we battled so hard. And I didn't see it coming, I must admit. Towards the end of the game, I felt at 2-1, I felt we would hold out. But that's the nature of the game, and it's at this moment very tough to take.
But it's the end of September, 2 months gone, you're top of the table unbeaten. Is there things to work on continuously as going forward for the rest of the season?
Well, I think so. I think as always, we've had two away games, and certainly in my time last season, we're faring better away from home than we were then. So, you know, I think the fact that it's a real down changer on at the moment, I think it's down to, I think, the late goal. But I think it's also down to the fact that we generally felt that we could come here, and particularly being 2-0 up, that we could come here and win a game and get all 3 points. So I think we've come a fair way. I think at this moment we're still top of the table, and if you'd said that to me at the start of the season where we'd be, then I would have been incredibly delighted.